Om Shanti. So we have another very beautiful and powerful session with our most respected, beloved senior brother, Brij Mohan Bhaiji, this morning. So before I start, I think we should have utmost gratitude to Bhaisab. You know, he's so important in the Yakya. He's the foundation pillar. He has got so many responsibilities. And in fact, at the moment in Shantiwan, I understand that the Chief Minister of Rajasthan is here and some big programs is downstairs. And yet, despite that, his great love for the double foreigners has come up to meet all of us. So really, thank you. Thank you so much. We know he has got a lot of love, especially for the double foreigners. I share with you one secret. He has booked all the days, the eve before Babak Milan, the morning, to be with us. So no matter what happened, he makes a trip up here to see all of us. So really, I greatly appreciate that. Well, thank you so much, Bhaisab. A little bit more about him. We know that whatever we see here, whatever there is, everything, he's played a very prominent role in the Yakya, in the coordination, in all the activities here. And we all know that he is an excellent communicator, very sharp and witty, a great sense of humor, and an astute intellectual. Well, he is one of the most senior brothers in the Yakya, and I know that he is the additional secretary to the Brahma Kumaris and also the chairperson of the youth wing. So without further ado, we'd like to welcome our Dada. Can we call him Dada, isn't it? So our Dada, thank you very much. And together with us here is our dear brother also, Vijay Bhai, who is part of the Double Foreigners Program team. And he is an original jewel in Trinidad. He took knowledge there some 40 over years ago. And he's now doing world service, and especially in the Peace Village in New York. So welcome to both of them today. Thank you. And enjoy the session.
Thank you very much, Sister Celia. Brij Mohanji, Dadaji, thank you so much for coming. It is a great privilege to have you.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. So our topic today is the benefit of the three dots. And so we are happy to be here in this Harmony Hall, where there are so many double foreigners representing all continents of the world. And we are here to spend some time with our Dadaji, Brij Mohan. The topic, the benefits of the three dots, but before we get started with that, Brij Mohanji, I would like to ask you a question about the Yagya itself. And I was wondering whether you can describe for us what the Yagya is today, what is its size, its complexity, its contribution to the world, where does the Yagya stand in relationship to the rest of the world?
Brother, the introduction given of me requires some amendment. Can I do it?
Yes, please.
First of all, I have nothing to do with the youth wing. I am not chairperson of the youth wing. You can imagine if I would be chairperson, it will be a which wing? क्या कहते हैं आवाज में हवा अब आ रही है लेट इट नॉट गो इन टू माई माउथ ठीक है ओके सो सेकेंडली अबाउट दादा सो दादा इज यू नो ग्रैंड फादर इन इंडिया मैनी ईयर्स अगो दादी प्रकाशमणि जी was to go to New York. So I happened to accompany Dadiji. In London they stopped and Dadi Janki also joined. And Dadi Janki had 80 kilo of trolley for America. So when we got down at the airport, they hired one porter because 80 kilo. So he looked at the Dadis and their Brahminis were also there and myself. The porter did not dare to talk to them, but he asked me. He thought we were Christians. He said, "Sisters?" I said, "Yes." He said, "You father?" I said, "No, I grandfather." Okay. All right. So now what you are asking?
So the question was for you to give us an idea of where the Brahma Kumaris stands in the rest of the world, what is its size, its complexity, its contribution to the world. Who is the Brahma Kumaris with respect to the rest of the world community?
This is really a question, who are the Brahma Kumaris? And the supplementary question is, who are the Brahma Kumars? So I have been thinking on this a lot, and about 1 week ago I have talked to one brother Eric of Canada to make a film on who are the Brahma Kumaris. Actually people do not know, because at no time all the Brahma Kumaris have physically come together. If any time they come together, there will be revolution in the world. So many. So I have suggested that all the Brahma Kumaris all over the world, we should project in the form of a film, so that people should know who are Brahma Kumaris, then they will know who is Brahma, and then they will know who is the father of Brahma. So, the question is right. Now, what did you want to me to tell? Who are Brahma Kumaris? I think Brahma Kumaris already know who they are.
Now, from your vantage point, seeing the whole organization, how...
Whole, yes. I always talk of the whole. Thing is, Baba knows the best. So Baba has kept the Brahma Kumaris incognito up to now. Just as a tree has the roots below the surface, not visible. A building has foundation below. Nobody knows, but foundation is the foundation of the building. On it the building stands. Tree is sustained by the roots. So Brahma Kumaris are the roots of the new world tree. But Baba has kept them incognito for a good reason. You know, anything that good comes, all people with position, with money, they try to grab it. And Baba says that this knowledge is to be given to the poor, because poor are really the most needy, they are the most deprived and exploited. So that is why Baba had kept the Brahma Kumaris incognito. Any of the BKs, if they are go anywhere, accepting their dress, nobody will recognize who they are, what is their actually position and status in the world drama. So, but it is now, one day it has to be glorified, so that time is coming very soon. But ultimately, Brahma Kumaris have now We are all over the world. Brahma Kumaris are the only global and the really global people. Others are only fake globals, because no one excepting birds can travel from one country to the other. There may be big powers, but there are big barriers. So Brahma Kumaris are global. Brahma Kumaris for entire humanity. Brahma Kumaris are for the entire new world. So this is the Brahma Kumaris. And it is duty of our this interview to present real Brahma Kumaris to the world. Okay? Let us try. Huh?
Are we ready for the revelation? Is the group, the organization ready at this time?
How Baba will be revealed? Can you tell me what is the latest Baba's instruction, how I will be revealed? Latest Murlis, how Baba will be revealed? Or any bright student of Baba can tell?
We will reach our perfect stage, he said. He said we will reach our perfect stage.
Will reach.
Will reach.
Then Baba will be revealed. So Baba says, Baba will be revealed through children. What people look for in God, they should get in Baba's children. Through their eyes, through their face, through their conduct, through their what we call in Hindi ahar vihar, the way, their way of living, through their chal chalan, which means their conduct. So each child is revealing Baba, and don't wait for perfection. Because as a group, Brahma Kumaris are now, wherever the VKs go, if we travel by air, anywhere in the world, people will look with curiosity at each BK. Not because of their white dress, but because of their aura. So we are revealing Baba, and soon when we jointly reveal it, revelation will come. It is like revealing light to darkness. If you want to make it simple, like revealing light to darkness. It is pitch dark in the world, and Baba says double light. Even today, Baba Murli Baba has said double light. So when we are double light, which means we should have no worry, no thinking like, you know, kings worry less, emperors. Baba will be revealed. But as soon as people start looking at us, there is something, and I start thinking, where is my passport? Gone. This is the thing.
Bhaiji, in a related question, somebody asked from the audience.
They have already asked questions.
Yeah.
Good. Wonderful. Huh. This is a unique gathering. Huh.
In this topic of us getting ready and us being ready for Baba, to reveal Baba, they said it is easy to sustain one's stage and link with Baba in Madhuban. What to do to keep this stage whilst at work in an atmosphere where no one around you practices soul consciousness, and how not to get influenced by such an atmosphere?
Poor soul. What is the value of light when it is daylight? You know, it is daylight. Even if somebody's light is on, people will say, please switch off. It is daylight. So Madhubana is like daylight. And to be showing your light in daylight has no meaning. But where it is so much darkness, even a matchstick will show the light. So we should be so proud, so happy that we have something which can carry us through anywhere and through any cavern, any darkness, rather than putting this question that, oh, a valuable thing becomes most valuable when needed. Ice on Himalayas has negative value. You have to melt it. Ice cube in Sahara Desert has value. So our jnana and our lifestyle and our this thing is more valuable and gives us more protection in adverse conditions. A poor man gets money, it is something. A rich man gets money, it is nothing. So Madhubana is like, you know, our collecting together and see your first question. How powerful we are. Because when there is one lamp post, they will think that, oh, there is one lamp post, but here is a powerhouse. But never take it that our state is more powerful here and it gets less. We get power from here to be still more powerful. Baba used to say that clouds come to the ocean to get vapor so that they can drop that water elsewhere. So to Madhubana all of us come what for? First thing is to see each other, to meet each other. It is very difficult for us to meet together, to be together anywhere. And in golden age you will be together, in silver age you will be together, in confluence age you will be together, maybe in between also we may be together. So depending upon, so we to get a feel. Bodies are will change, but feel of closeness, feel of, you know, when we see each other, naturally we get inspiration from each other. So that is what for we come to Madhubana. Not that our sage become powerful here and then we go out. No, it is not like that. It is not a hospital, it is a gym.
Achha. Someone also asked, what do you feel is most important to keep the mind powerful?
Most important to keep the mind powerful. You reverse your question.
Reverse the question.
You reverse it, you will get the answer.
To keep the mind powerful, what is most important?
Don't allow the mind to be weak. Baba has said so many things. If anyone can keep their mind powerful, it is Baba's children. Even first standard child gets the power to keep the mind powerful. Number one, what is the most powerful thing at confluence? Who is with us? Who is with us in confluence? Who is with us?
God is with us.
Baba. Huh?
Baba.
So when Baba is with us, what more we require to keep ourselves powerful? Even if we are less powerful, Baba is with us. A dog at the street corner may frighten a child. Even child may not dare to cross the street because there is a dog. But when the child holds the hand of the father and passes by the dog, what does child do? Do what you want to do. So when Baba is with us, what more we want? That is number one. That is why Baba says, no companion. What is the latest? Instead of companion, be what? They are answering. Combined. So when Baba is combined with us, then automatically we have Almighty with us. So how our mind can be weak in confluence? Number one. Number two, any situation that comes has not come for the first time. We are sitting here. Are we sitting for the first time?
Yes.
Yes?
In this kalpa.
With same dress. Huh? Ask them if they agree with you.
We are sitting for the first time?
See?
No.
So how many times we have been meeting like this? Tell me.
How many times we have been meeting?
He is passing on the question.
The bright students are there only.
Innumerable times. Which means, if there is any situation where you feel your mind is weak, we should remember this situation came and I passed it. And so, you will get the strength. Then each day, Baba is such a perfect supreme teacher. No teacher like Baba. Agreed?
Yes.
How? 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 In a single lesson, Baba teaches the Gyan to the fresher and to the above 30 years, all of us, same lesson. Have you found any teacher like that? And all subjects. And even if the lesson is repeated, it will be applicable to your today, if you read it today. Even if you pick up a lesson at random, you are traveling, you will find it applicable to you. So when such power, knowledge is power, when such powerful knowledge is available to us, and we are reading it right in the morning when our day starts, then where is the scope for our mind being weak? Number three, if the teacher is so perfect, he is also examiner. So examiner also will be similarly perfect. So if he can give us the lesson what is appropriate to me, he can also set the test paper also which is appropriate to me, as appropriate as the teaching is. So where is the reason for fear? And then he says, I am with you, I am guiding you, I am watching each of my child, I am there with each of my child to help them. Don't feel alone, don't feel lonely, don't feel at least courageless, discouraged. So many things. I think we should print a list of such things, keep it with us and see. Okay.
Now, this Baba keeps telling us, still many of us, we feel we are not able to connect with him. We feel we don't have such a close and easy relationship with him. We have to make a lot of effort to remember.
Okay. The answer is, cancel the word I. Okay? It is I which isolates us, makes us lonely, makes us weak. Even we is better than I. So So when we are there, so we get powerful. And when Baba is with us also, so this I makes us limited. I, Vijay Bhai, living in Trinidad, this. Okay. Or moreover, only 2 days, my 2 days state of mind I am thinking. Even if I rotate my cycle of who Vijay Bhai was in the golden age and how grand we were, now what we are becoming, then also we won't be stuck. The cancer is formed when the flow stops. So if the flow goes on, all running water will be fresh. And there, if the water is stagnant, you know, it will gather moss. That is the thing. So life is what goes on. If you stop, then, so Baba says, you can stop on earth, you cannot stop in the air, and much less you can stop when you are going on a rocket. There is no bus stop there. That is it.
Acha.
So please ask them if their question is answered. There may be supplementary questions.
Okay, those who want to put the supplementary question, there's a microphone here. So, Bhaiji, so far we have been talking about the dot.
So far?
Soul.
Soul.
Now I want to go to different dot, the drama.
I think we have been talking about body only.
So
this subject was soul. Okay.
Yes. Dot. So, one person asks about the drama, that if the drama is fixed, why do we need to make effort?
Aha, this is a wonderful question. If the drama is fixed, why? What is the
need to make effort, predestined?
If all of them had that question, they won't be here. Take the trouble of coming here. The drama is fixed. You will get your lunch today, okay? So be sitting here throughout the day and see how your lunch comes to you. What will happen?
No lunch.
Huh?
No lunch. If I sit here, no lunch.
This is the thing. You know accounts? Accounts. In accountancy, there are two types of expenses. If I am not too technical, please ask them. There are two types of expenses. One is called fixed expenses, and the other is variable expenses. Fixed expenses is what you spent. Say you build a hospital. Variable is when you run the hospital. When you multiply, when you add, come in practical, fixed expenses become variable and variable expenses become fixed. May I explain?
Yes, please.
Supposing you spend 1 million as fixed on something. And then, for using that fixed 1 million, you are spending only 1,000 per unit. If you produce more units, per unit will be only 1,000, but that 1 million will be divided over more units. So it will get reduced. This will remain, although it is called variable units, but it will be fixed. As many people say, Brahma Kumaris are very rich. They total up our expenditure and we say, please divide it to per person. So that is the thing. Once I went You know, our Om Shanti Bhavan was being constructed. So suddenly, the local government stopped construction, that this is a hill station, no construction, it disturbs ecology. Many years back. So Dadiji sent me to the authorities to get the sanction renewed. I went there. So that person asked me, Brahma Kumaris are so rich, what they are doing for the poor? That was his first question. So I took out my hanky. Where is my hanky? You know, here it is. In my school, I was taught to keep a hanky, and I keep. In my school, I was taught to cut my nails, here is cut. So one learns in the school, and this is a university. So I asked him, what will be the cost of this hanky? Those days, 5 rupees. I asked him, how many poor are there in India? 20 crores. So if we give only one hanky one time to 20 crores, how much money you require? 100 crores. I said, do you think Brahma Kumaris have that money? He was silent. I told him, because we are more in numbers, so if you pull up everybody's expense, you think they are rich, but that is not the case. What we do to the poor is, we motivate the rich to share with the poor. That is what we do. We don't spend on the... What I am trying to explain is our original question. Fixed drama. Why we should make effort? First of all, the word drama is used for the past. Baba says, put a full stop. That is drama. For what has happened is drama. Because we are talking, we are thinking we will continue up to 12:15. But anything can happen with you, me, or the whole of us. We don't know. So up to now it is sure. So therefore, Baba says, drama is fixed. But while we are playing the drama, what is fixed for me and known to me is up to present moment. Okay? So, up to present moment, I cannot change the drama. So Baba says, put full stop. Because you cannot change it. But future, you will say future is also fixed. But no. Otherwise, Baba would not have given knowledge of fixed drama to confuse children. Because many may be 5 years only in Gyan, 2 years only in Gyan, some 30 years in Gyan, like you are also asking me question, problem. So why should Baba, the merciful, benevolent, give us a point of knowledge which will confuse us? He says, my Gyan is so simple. There is something in it. Now we have, I and you have got knowledge that drama is fixed. It also says, whatever you do now, you will have to repeat. So be careful. Okay? One fine morning, I am lazy. I think to get up for Amrit Vela, it will disturb my whole day. Have to do, let me do yoga on my bed. And you know what happens when you do yoga on your bed? Right when the yoga time closes, then you wake up. So Maya takes tests. So I am almost going to agree with my mind and to sleep or do yoga in my bed. Suddenly, this point comes to me. Drama is fixed, and whatever you do now, it is not for one time. Every 5,000 years, you will be sleeping like this, so better wake up. think that there is a cobra behind in under my bed, and then you won't sleep. So you have changed your drama by remembering this point at the proper time. You have changed your drama. So Baba gives us the knowledge of fixed drama to enable us to change our drama. This is the answer. Any doubt?
Any doubt? No doubt. We take silence.
No doubt?
No doubt.
Okay.
Okay, now sometimes we have doubt in the family.
Doubt in the?
Family.
Family?
Yes. So,
your question will contradict to your next question.
So, how should we approach conflicts of opinion within the BK families? So some say Eastern culture, some say Western culture, some say vaccination, some say no vax, no vaccination, some say vegan, some say vegetarian. So within our BK family, sometimes there are differences of opinion. What to do?
This is no difference of opinion. If somebody wants to take something, somebody doesn't want, it is no difference of opinion. We have all types of food here. You can take any type. This is not called difference of opinion. Even according to age, you know, a young person eats different, old person eats different, one who work, does hard work, this is not difference of opinion. Somebody likes milk, somebody doesn't like milk. Somebody follows some doctor's advice, milk is blood, so it is up to them. Milk is white blood, they say. If milk was blood, why should not it come in its natural color? Acha. Yes.
Acha.
In Bharat, they keep on drinking milk till their foot are in grave. All other birds and other species, only the small ones, they don't drink. Many causes they give. A calf will grow, immediately stand on its feet, and the milk that it takes is not suitable to you because you don't grow at all after some time. They give so many reasons, but it doesn't matter. We don't disturb people's lifestyle as they like. Why we don't? Because when you have to do something more serious, then you don't bother for ordinary things. Baba doesn't disturb anybody's lifestyle. Not to make a rich person sit squat on the floor and take food he does not like. This is not real spirituality or religion. Let them be normal. Rather, if a person has to be operated for a serious operation, give them food as much they like. As they, before cutting the goat, they give green fodder to the goat to please it, like that. Many people say, you BKs, you want music in your ears, you want drishti, you want dunlop below to meditate, and you say we are alive. No, it is not. It's a very important thing we are doing, so we make people comfortable. But if there is anything as culture, what did you say about culture? You said about culture also.
About what?
Culture.
Culture, yeah. So some say Western culture, Eastern culture. The Brahma Kumari, that's not our culture.
The globe is round. So if you take it as round, then there is no east and west. But if you are standing on flat, then you will fall flat. Even in any country, forget east or west. There are people of different types. Once I was traveling to Guyana, and one Panditji was asking on plane beef. I was curious, I was stopping, then I couldn't. I said, Panditji, you are asking for beef? Indians, Hindus don't eat cow meat. He said, that is for Indian cow. This is our cow. So, what can you do?
Achha. Okay, so we are okay with the family. We are happy with the family. Still, sometime maybe we.
Now you tell me you are happy with the family, but is the family happy with you? That is the main thing. We have to see, anybody can be happy at his terms. No. They should be happy with me.
So, we now want to move to Baba. Third dot.
Baba?
He's okay. The third dot.
Now you will contradict your previous question. I am sure. Let us see.
So, do you think that for us, we are normal people?
Normal people? You are contradicting today's Murali. Baba says you are special.
Who have not met Brahma Baba, would we ever be able to come so close to Baba, to Shiv Baba, that the relationship with Shiv Baba would be so natural, so loving, as you would have within the Lokik, good parents and good children? Can we develop such a...
Why can't we? What is the reason we can't?
We don't see him.
Now you are contradicting to your question. Family you are seeing, and you ask the question, that the troubles arise because we can see all of them. And now you are saying, I am not seeing. And that is why I cannot have. So you are contradicting. I was expecting that, you know, family, Baba gives us all the options. If you want to see and believe, see the family. If you want to see with inner eye, see Baba. Tell me, who is to see Baba? Who is to see? These eyes, what can they look and see? What is the capacity of these eyes?
You can see physical things.
Huh?
The eyes can see physical things.
The eyes itself is physical. So they only see physical, okay? You are expecting to see the incorporeal with the physical, not possible. So that question is cancelled. So if something which is not visible is seeing not visible, you have to be at that level. Why we are not having that feeling is that we want to be in the physical and see the incorporeal. So we have to be incorporeal, then you will see. And it is so easy. Tell me, for how many hours in the day you are really in your body and using the body?
16.
Huh?
16 hours, 8 hours.
You are in the body? I doubt. You cannot be in the body even for 1 hour. Surprised? Ask them.
Surprised?
How much time these days in Kali Yuga we actually remain in our body and use the body? How much time? You are eating food, you are thinking of Trinidad. You are taking shower, you are thinking of your room. Physically in the body, how much time do you remain? You sleep and the body is here, you are dreaming or doing something. Your mind is wandering, not your, I mean to say, people's mind wandering. That is the problem. They want that we should bring them into their body. So therefore, that is the problem. And the deities lived in their body 100%. See how much difference. They actually saw through their eyes. They did not want to see a film. No, because that is only shadows. In film you can see a garden, while you are living in a house where there are thorns. So we are not realistic. So that is the problem. Baba has given us incorporeal, subtle, physical, all the three options. And still we say we want to see incorporeal in subtle world, and when we go to incorporeal world we are thinking of corporeal, that is the problem. Finish. Any doubt? Please ask them if they are.
So, any questions? The mic is here.
Yes. Om Shanti. Baba has made it. Baba knows we are children. So Baba knows the capacity of children. So Baba has made it so easy for us. Slowly. One word if I will use is love. Okay? For having any relationship, for changing your lifestyle, for molding yourself, if there is love. You know, people for love's sake, they can make highest sacrifice. We were talking of different cultures. If there is a love between two people of different cultures, do they not adjust? They forget the cultures, they forget the whole world, they forget the opposition of the whole world for the sake of love. There are two words. One is fall in love. The other is rise in love. Okay?
Okay.
Now, which word the whole of the word uses for love?
Fall.
Fall. Fall. And because what they should use? Rise. That is the only thing. Now, Baba knows he has to take us to soul world. That's a very high aim and object. So what he does? He comes down. Like a father, a little baby. He can't expect the baby to come up to him. So father will become like the baby. So he comes down and becomes like us, takes a form, and then tells us, be my children, not there, here. Okay? Be my children, be my family, be my whatever. Love. So now he knows we belong to our families, our little communities. Start with the family. He says, okay, be with your family, but I will create a little bigger family. We also join that, just as you join a club. So, we are there and we become BK. So, we spend some time with our this family. So, this family is Baba. So, there, everything you will do will be laukik. Here, everything you will be alaukik. So here the love will be not falling type. Anybody dies, anything happens, we are no souls. So spiritual, okay? Then Baba slowly lifts us. Children, you are not bodies. I have also come from there. I am not permanent. So you have also, you also belong there. But difficult to become soul. So he says, subtle body. Subtle body, as you dream. So, from I, he takes us to we as a family. And then slowly Baba says, I have also come, you have also come, this is not permanent. So slowly, slowly, so when we start working for my center. And center is linked to the yajna, big one. So a small thing when linked with the big thing becomes big. Now how proud I am of Brahma Kumaris, oh big. There was a day, if you wear a badge, people will tease you. Oh, you are mad, you have become. But see, small thing become big. If I separate from Brahma Kumaris and open my own Brahma Kumaris, I will become small only. So therefore, slowly Baba gives us the three options. Children, don't remain in Paramdham, a time will come. Try to be subtle, because this body you have to detach. It will be easier for you to leave it when it time comes, when you already have practiced detachment. So like that, my connection with Baba is through Baba's yajna. And he has given us a wonderful service. That look, you can earn blessings. There are lot of souls like that. Lot of people without shoes, and you are a shoe salesman. Give them shoes, like that. So very simple way, so we need not bother about Paramdham, this and that. That will come. But Baba says, how much joy we feel. You eat in your own kitchen, you eat in a hotel, and you eat in Baba's Bhandara. How joyful you are working in Bhandara. So this is the world Baba has created. Corporeal world, but it is alaukik world. It is not based on bodily relation. So simple he has made here. Baba says, if you want to see me in physical, look at Brahma Baba. And if Brahma Baba is not today, don't start seeing him in Brij Mohan. You go to Baba's room and become subtle, you can see. And there are so many dadis and others who can give some reflection. Because basically one connects with anyone for the qualities. Even if people remember their father or whosoever, for the qualities. Basic thing is which I get out of that. So Baba gives us love, Baba gives us peace, Baba gives us everything. So through whomsoever you get, earlier we were getting false through Maya. And Baba has shifted our values. So it is so easy. But when we get, uneasy, or we start feeling worried, it is because we start thinking it's a very difficult thing. So Baba says, as soon as you feel difficult, love will be missing. In love you don't feel difficult. That is the thing.
So this last question from the audience I forgot to ask. So someone is saying that...
That is why we always say, look at each other. Smile, that is temporary, wrong by artificial way. But actually we should from our heart be smiling. For us, there is no east, no west, no nothing. Souls like in the sky.
So this person is saying that confluence age is 100 years. Confluence age maybe 100 years. Brahma Kumaris may have started in 1937. So, are you confident that by 2037, Golden Age will come? And are the BKs ready? In 13 years, can they all become perfect?
This is actually, is it a question of all of them? Never, never, never we should not venture into areas where Baba has forbidden us to do. Last part of your question is, do you think Golden Age will come after so many years? The person who is asking, for him it may not come. It is possible. Isn't it? Because that person is doubting. Number one, what is my, each of us, what is my most significant understanding about confluence age, about drama, about golden age is what pass with honors student do. Three type of pass is there. Pass with honors, simple pass, and pass with grace marks. Okay? So, what did Mama, who passed first of all with honors in shortest time, did? Did she think, I am Mama, I will be mother of all the teachers of the Yajna, and Baba is taking me up? She would have been worried. I am not Mama, not too many, and many my children, grand are to come. No. For us, confluence age is not 100 years added to 1937. It is up to how I breathe. And neither you know nor I know. Today also one soul has left body. And who knows by evening, I can't identify. So therefore, for us it is most important not to. Otherwise, we will become complacent. We will think there is time, and that will be greatest deception for me, for myself, or for me to forecast such things and tell others. I will not do that.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
So, now our topic today, benefits of the three dots. How is it connected? What is the benefit of the three dots? What is the... Last question.
You know, there is always 1, 2, 3. They always say 1, 2, 3. They don't say 1, 2. Why? 3 has a lot of significance. Okay. I need not, because they are all Baba's children, I don't want to repeat. 3 has lot of significance in Gyan, okay? Those who say it is not okay may raise their hands. Okay? There are 3 words. There are 3 aspects of time. There are 3, so many 3s, okay. Brahma, Vishnu, Shankar, 3. So these 3 dots mean covers the entire Gyan into thus 3 dots. Easiest. Even a child can understand 3 dots. One is one. Nobody has doubt that gods are 2. Okay? And the one is a dot. At least you, if you start with that one, we are sure that one is a dot. If that one is a dot and that is the supreme and the highest stage, what should I try to attain? Also become like that one. And then that one assures us that you may not know, you may think I am this, but you are also, in original form, you are also like me. Second dot. Okay. Coming to the second dot. If you expand a dot, what it becomes?
Circle. Sphere.
Circle. And if you move that circle, it becomes a cycle.
Cycle. Okay.
So Baba has told us that in all of us dots, we have got our role. So easy, as a seed has got the tree in it. It is easy to understand. Seed is an ordinary seed for one life, but here, so many lives. So we are expanded dots. And when we want to reach that stage or meet him, we have to contract into a dot. It is easy. You can expand as much as you like, and that is the power, that when you like, you should concentrate back. Okay? So it covers entire drama, all the either geography and history and everything. Then Baba says, to remain in that state, we must not shake. Just as even if you have to be operated for something, doctor says, don't move. Hold your breath. So, for the fear of my life, I do that. Similarly, Baba says that when you want to be, then don't shake. It means to say, from a circle or a cycle, concentrate on which is drama, which means putting full stop. No movement. So these three dots, when Brahma Baba left body, he gave us as a gift. That children, I have given you knowledge for so many years, but keep this in my mind, it is so easy that you have got your incorporeal state with no adjectives, no explanation. Then you have got your subtle state. There Baba said viceless. And then your corporeal state stayed egoless. So simple. Ego means soul, not becoming body, all the bodily connections. It is called ego. Debhan. Ego is not rough ego, but subtle ego that I can't forget my body. And to become egoless, practice. Baba has given us Sudarshan Chakra. You are not only this body, you are so many bodies. You keep on moving your Sudarshan Chakra. So you will not be, your mind will not be confined to this body only. So three dots, incorporeal, subtle, corporeal. Incorporeal is incorporeal. We have to go there, he has also told. Now you are not going to remain here, trauma is closed. To reach that easily, we have to practice dot here, otherwise we can't burn our past sins. I can do good for future, but how about my past? There is no even scope for punishment in next verse, it is finishing. So egoless. For making us egoless, Baba has created this Brahma Kumari center, godly service, so that I forget my and I do it for Baba. I do eat food, but I don't eat for my living as my body, but as Baba's service. Casually I also, as a military man also eats food, but he is in the military. So simple. So these are very much connected, because from here to there we have to reach. There is something called board, B-O-R-E-D, board. So please ask them. Three dots are given, so that if we are bored from one, we go to the other, then we go to the other.
So, Bhaiji, thank you very much. The time is over. We went a little bit over the time. For that, we apologize. On behalf of all these nice souls, we'd like to say thank you very much to our Bhaiji.
तकदीर दी आपने बाबा।